This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas has one of the worst child poverty rates in the country, and household incomes are lower compared to the state's largest cities. We take a look at the findings released by the Mayor's Task Force on Poverty. At about $47,000, Dallas's median income is not only lower than those in Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and Fort Worth, it's $10,000 lower than the national median household income. That's according to the Dallas Mayor's Task Force on Poverty. Regina Montoya chairs the group and notes one improvement in childhood poverty, though she'll admit she's not exactly bragging.
We are still have a long way to go because there are 100,000 children that still live in poverty in Dallas, but it's a better story than it was before. Now we're the third worst city of cities larger than a million. We used to be the worst.
Houston and Philadelphia have higher child poverty rates. Montoya says Dallas residents are earning more money. Still, about half of Dallas households live on less than $50,000 a year, with many families making a lot less.
These are the working poor in Dallas. And so sometimes when you do have an economic downturn, it may affect them even more than those that have been able to save money and to have something in the background.
Montoya says poverty numbers that improved in Dallas come thanks to the city tackling several areas at once. For example, more non-English-speaking adults are taking English classes. They're also enrolling more of their infants in pre-K programs, which officials say will pay off down the road. Dallas Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says the district has focused on improving school programs. It's providing more trade classes. And thanks to a growing number of early college high schools, more teens are better educated.
It's going to be 3 or 4 years before they're full, but we think that's going to be part of the ticket, is that all high tides raise all boats. And now we got families choosing to go to South Dallas and South Oak Cliff, and maybe that'll help these comprehensive high schools get to the accomplished level that the state's going to be grading them on.
Hinojosa expects these efforts will pay off with better futures for Dallas's increased number of high school graduates. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.